Before we speak to the man, here are a couple of snippets. When we collide, we come together. Yeah, some snippets from Matt Cardle, and the man is here. How you doing, Matt?
Really well, yourself?
It's all very hectic. I know I'm sitting here, and you're going to say, is this a dream? You're sitting... Carolyn got her photograph taken with... She's dressed up as Michael Jackson, and now the Mad Hatter is interviewing you.
You guys look great.
You can put this on your bizarre list of things, you know?
Yeah.
We just like to do Halloween in here, you know?
Yeah, you're doing it well.
Do you dress up? I mean...
Sometimes.
Are you a party kind of animal? Do you enter into the spirit?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I'm a such a cop out. If I go to a fancy dress party, a guy's James Bond, he's just throwing tux on. I mean, it's such a cop out.
No, that's, you know,
it's all right.
No, but you know, is that it? You don't have a favorite, like a superhero or anything you dress up as?
I've honestly never made that much effort, and it's a shame, really. I should do.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. I mean, I play in a band, and when you're doing a gig, if most of the people are dressed up, it's great because there's the ice broken.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to warm them up. They're ready to go.
Yeah, sure.
It's good like that. So listen, you're in town. You're doing a signing at HMV in Belfast later on.
Yeah, 5:30 we start.
All about the new album?
Yes. The reaction to it's been so fantastic so far. It's out now. It came out Monday. And I just can't wait to go and see everyone, you know?
Yeah, good stuff. Are you swimming against the tide? Kind of thing. I mean, I know you did very well in X Factor and you got all the publicity, but you're not what we would call an X Factor act. I don't know if that's fair comment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, people say it to me,
you're not in the boy band, you're not Little Mix, you're not that kind of thing, you know.
No, I mean, I've been a singer-songwriter for as long as I can remember. You know, I started singing when I was sort of 8 or 9, playing guitar when I was 11, you know, writing songs ever since, really. And I didn't really want to stray too far from that with what I did on the show and post, you know, the show. And, you know, I got to write letters and it was great. You know, the album went platinum, the tour was amazing. And now, you know, I've come so far... You know, since then, and I've come so far away from that, you know, away from Sony and Psycho, you know, and I've really got down to what I do, which is, you know, All Over the Fire, and it's a very personal album. It's, you know, it's spawned from a lot of heartbreak and heartache, but, you know, it's to listen to, it's upbeat, it's uplifting, it's very positive and hopeful, you know.
Did you cut off your nose to spite your face, kind of thing? The whole thing with the breakup with Psycho and Simon Cowell and all of that? I mean, would it have been an easier ride for you just to tag along and let them package you the way they want to do it?
No, absolutely not. I don't feel I did that at all. There was difference of opinion on direction and, you know, sort of creative control. And I wanted to have as much control over this album as possible. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I made the move.
Did you realise that the decision you made was potentially commercial suicide?
I didn't see it like that. No, not at all. You know, for me, it was gaining full control over my album, sort of over the writing of it, over the production of it, making sort of all the creative decisions. And I feel like I've created now the album that I would have done, you know, anyway, had I not gone on the show.
Yeah. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, did you ever view it as a dangerous thing to not go along with the whole package? Because we know what X Factor does. Okay. They can make a lot of these kids famous. But the kids are maybe like puppets, you know. Here's the songs you're going to do. Here's how we want you to look. Here are the gigs you're going to do. But you sort of flew in the face of all of that.
Well, I mean, I'm very grateful to Simon and to Psycho and Sony and X Factor and Talkback Thames and it for everything and those guys did for me, you know, with regards to the first album, because you know it went so great for me, and now it was just a decision of control for me.
Yeah.
there's risks in the industry anyway. I mean, it could have been a risk staying with Sony and doing another album with them, you know, but I had to follow my heart and my gut instinct, and what that was to do was to really grab the wheel with both hands and drive this thing myself. And I've done that. And like I say, the album's gone so well. We're sat at top 10 at the moment in the midweeks with the album, which is incredible. And I want to thank everybody for the support.
Well, that's good. Do you sit and, I mean, is it a nervous thing? Is it really like waiting for exam results to come in, looking at charts?
Oh absolutely. I felt sick.
I'm glad you said that. I've said this to various artists down the years. Do you sit and wait for the charts? Because I would be like, oh, we sold another one. You know, and so many people get blasé. No, I don't bother looking at charts. And I'm thinking, well, you're just telling lies.
Well, they're either lying or they're very much more relaxed about it than I am. You know, I care so much about how the album's being received. Especially this time around, because I've put, you know, so much heart and soul into this, and, you know, laid myself bare on it, and, you know, right down to producing the album myself, playing most of the instruments myself, you know, writing the tracks. And, you know, I really want it to do as well as it can do. And, I mean, so far things are looking really, really great with the chart and everything. And, you know, really looking forward to Sunday. So, you know, thank you to everyone that's gone out and supporting me so much.
Well, that's good. It looks like the decision you took to do things your way then is, you know, it's being justified.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Here,
yeah.
You've written with James Walsh.
Mm.
James been in here a few times. I know he was living in Belfast until, you know, quite recently, I suppose.
I think he still is.
Maybe,
I
mean, he still is.
He's been away in Australia. But no, he's a good mate. You know, we wrote together on the first album, and you know, there was no reason why we were not going to write together on the second album. And together we wrote, I think, my favourite track from the album, which is a track called Lately. I actually spoke to him this morning. I'm going to go and write with him some more next week when he's landed and when I've landed, you know.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy.
He's such a nice guy. Yeah.
For those who don't know, James Walsh was frontman and Star Sealer, who produced some brilliant, brilliant songs.
Oh, God,
you know?
Yeah, they were absolutely incredible. And, you know, I love James to bits. He's a real sweetheart.
Yeah. Do you form a band to go touring? I mean, again, where I'm leading to with this, did you ever think you'd just like to get a permanent band, you know?
Well, I do have a
permanent... Matt Cardle experience, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, I'm not that good on guitar for it to be an experience, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, I do have a permanent band. You know, they're friends of mine and people I've been working with, you know, in the band situation and in studios, you know, way before the show. And it's how I've always worked. Like, I've always written my songs myself, and then taken them into my bands and said, look, you know, this is what we've got, you know, and then we kind of arrange it together. And a very similar thing happened here. I mean, I got to write with some incredible writers, you know, like James and Egg and Paul Statham and Sneddy and everything like that. And it's just been so great. And then to take it to my friends and say, look, guys, this is where we're going with it, and these are the songs, you know, it's really quite a cool position to be in.
Do the band ever sort of come up with something? You know how it is. You write a song, you've got a sound in your head, how you want it. And then does any of the musicians ever contribute something you think, yeah, well, I never thought of that. That's better than the bit I had. Or,
well, not so much this time round, because, you know, the album gets written and finished and then the guys hear it and they learn their parts. Yeah. And then, you know, with regards to drum fills, bass riffs and you know, piano riffs and guitar solos, that's all them, you know. I don't tell them what to do, and, you know, to kind of decorate the song, but as far as the structure and how, you know, the writing of the song, you know, that's all set in stone before they hear it.
It's and what about gigs? I mean, are you doing any gigs here?
We've got stuff lined up for next year. We can't, you know, mention where or when, obviously, because it's early days with that. But you know, we did three shows earlier on, about 3 weeks ago, to launch the album in Brighton, Birmingham and London. And, you know, I want to thank again everybody who came and supported me. The shows were absolutely superb. You know, we did the Letters tour earlier on this year, you know, 23 shows all around the UK and Ireland, and it was just brilliant.
Yeah. Do you like doing the live gigs?
For
some artists, they'll say, no, I love the studio. And, you know, but now the live thing has become more and more important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't beat a live show. And I enjoy it just as much as I do, right? I mean, there's a different kind of buzz. You sit in the studio and you come up with something from nothing. And, you know, once you've got yourself a great song that you've written, it's an amazing feeling. But then it's another incredible feeling to be sat there on a stage playing it to people, having them sing your words back at you, and it's just nothing like it.
Of course, the feedback is instant, you know.
And you get the energy from the crowd, and that hypes you up, and then hypes them up. It's amazing.
Yeah. So you're doing the signing, HMV. Do you like sort of been sat there, sort of meeting people?
Yeah, I mean, I love meeting the fans. You know, it's something that I don't get to do as much as I'd like. You obviously see them in a gig situation, but to see the guys one-on-one and, you know, have them say what they want to say and you say what you want to say back, and, you know, have a little moment with everyone and you know, a picture and a sign, your CD, it's a great thing to do, and I love doing it, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fair play to you, you know, because for the people who take time to go down and see you, they've maybe nipped off work, you know.
Mm.
They're taking time, they're queuing up to see you, and
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
The fact that you'll speak to them, maybe sign something, it's a big moment for them, you know.
Well, I mean I can't speak for them, but I don't know how it is. I've never, you know, I just know that if they're enjoying it, then that's great, and just thank them so much for coming down and spending their time, you know, coming to bring their album and meet me and you know, have it signed and stuff, you know?
Did you ever go and get stuff signed by anyone? Had you any heroes you managed to meet?
I never got the chance to meet them. Rage Against the Machine rarely come over here, and Pearl Jam have been over here obviously before, but I've never had a chance to bump into them, you know?
Yeah, I loved Pearl. I actually interviewed Rage Against the Machine before their gig in Belfast, and that was terrific, and they were superb.
I bet they were.
So Pearl Jam, I didn't know now you'd be into all the old 90s grunge
Huge
and stuff, you know?
Pearl Jam fan, yeah. Well, I saw them at Isle of Wight. I think I was about to burst when they came on, honestly. And I was singing the next day over in the garden stage, and, you know, I was sat there with my manager, and he was like, "Matt, come on, man, you can't blow your voice out singing all after Pearl Jam." You know, there's me chain smoking, going, "Even floor." He's like, "Calm down a little bit, you've got to sing tomorrow." So I was like, yeah.
Have there been any people that you liked or read it that you've met simply because of your profile now?
Oh, I mean, loads. I mean, on the show, obviously, like, you know, Rihanna and Michael Bublé, and, you know, not just musicians as well, like Helena Bonham Carter, Jack Black. And, you know, I was at the Q Awards, I bumped into Noel Gallagher, and Chris Martin, I met Corey Taylor from Slipknot, you know, another hero of mine, and, you know, Jonathan Davies from Korn. And, you know, it's an incredible sort of situation to be in.
You really like your hard rock, don't you? Yeah. I mean, you really do.
Yeah. That's what I grew up, Deftones.
Yeah, Deftones. Super stuff. Yeah. Oh, listen, I've got it. There's a girl called Sharon has been in touch, and she says, "Get Matt's autograph for me." Okay, Sharon, we will.
No worries.
When I first heard him sing, first time ever I saw your face, I cried.
Oh, bless. Yeah. That's
Is it that bad, Sharon? I mean,
no, we've done a great new version of it on the album, on the Fire that's out now. It's the last track on the album. And we just had such a great reaction to that song, you know, as the lady's saying. And, you know, we just did the best version of it we could think of to do. It's so simple, just piano, some cello. Yeah. And, it's a really nice version of it.
Such an emotional song, a really, you know, brilliant song. So, listen. We're hoping you're going to come back in the near future and play live, you know.
I do, of course.
But you're HMV, what time's that, 5:30?
Yeah, 5:30.
It's a long day for you, mate, because I know you've been doing interviews and you're running around like a...
It's all
This
good.
Is harder work than working, isn't it?
No. I love it. And I just, you know, I just want to thank everybody for all the support. I really do.
No, good stuff. So HMV, folks, at 5:30. And Sharon, because you asked, we have a copy of Matt's album. We're going to get him to sign it for you.
Brilliant.
Now you've made someone else's day.
Awesome.
You know? So, Sharon, pass it forward. As now it is, pay it forward. Just pass it on. Do someone else a good turn. Right, you can pick. We're going to play a track off the album. What do you want to hear?
Let's hear the track I was talking about that I wrote with James Walsh. It's here lately.
Track 9. I've pressed all the right buttons here. Carlin was in pressing buttons and I didn't know what they did. And I've been here 2 years. So I'm hoping this will play, right? There it is. Lately. Matt Cardle, the new album's called The Fire, doing very well in the midweek charts, and he's a gentleman and a scholar.